Bienvenidos to Del Taco al Tango. Today we have a great show. I'm Liliana. I'm here with JP.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, JP. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And today we're going to talk about Nicaragua. And we have a guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fine, fine. What's your name?
Rui.
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 Rui Cuadra.
Rui Cuadra.
Rui Cuadra.
That's a very interesting last name. Cuadra.
Sí, como la cuadra.
Como la cuadra,
like
or
a painting, right?
Dos cuadras. It could be a painting or it could be a block.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Or something squared.
Or something squared, yes. Cuadrado.
People don't tell you that you're cuadrado de mente?
All the time.
Don't worry, we'll make a how do you translate that? Cuadrado de mente. It's like you're...
Blockheaded.
Yeah, there you go. You've heard it before.
I've heard it.
Yeah, okay. That's why he knows.
Yes.
Okay, so you're from Nicaragua. What part of Nicaragua do you come from?
Managua, la capital.
Okay, the capital, Managua.
Yes.
I've never been to Nicaragua.
Neither have I.
That's a shame. Beautiful country.
Is really? It really?
Yes, and it's very safe. Considered one of the safest countries in the world.
Really?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Look it up.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Is Managua in the mountains or on the coast?
No, it's in the heart. It's... no mountains. There's mountains in the scenery, but the city is kind of in a valley, I guess.
Okay. And it's inland.
It's inland, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, not the first time I heard of Nicaragua, but the first time I really got interested in, it was when Violeta Chamorro won. And it was like a big thing because, you know, women as a president, it was a big thing. Is she very recognized in Nicaragua?
Yes, she is. She's considered one of the most famous, women mm-hmm. in our time. Ella estableció la democracia en Nicaragua mm-hmm. y él se estima que tenemos hoy, en este día. Mm-hmm. So, yes, she's reconocida una de las mujeres más amables.
Really?
Okay.
Sí.
One of the best loved women
yes.
in the country.
Yes. In the world, we hope. I think she's outside of Nicaragua, but mm-hmm. In Nicaragua, definitely.
Okay. Because she actually she ended with the Sandinistas, right?
Yes. She overthrew them 1990, I think it was, and she became the president, second president in Latin America to be a woman.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't happen. I think in Mexico we're long, it's a long way.
Really?
Yeah. Quiero una mujer mexicana. But I don't think that's going to happen. We're very macho country.
Yes, son machista en Mexico.
Ay, y en Nicaragua también. Okay, is there a lot of American influence in Nicaragua?
Very much, yes. The Córdoba, mm-hmm. which is the...
your currency.
The currency. Our currency, yes, thank you. The Córdoba está respaldado por el dólar.
Okay.
So basically, that the dollar and the Córdoba, they not too much movement between them. They stay where they're at. It's been at 15-20-1 ratio since I've been born, as far as I can remember.
Wow. Oh, so when the dollar goes down?
It doesn't change. The Córdoba stays the same in terms of the relation between dollar and Córdoba.
Oh, wow.
So you think you have a healthy economy?
The economy, well, the problem with the economy, I guess, is that you never know who's going to lead it. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing. And, you know, the Sandinistas came in the 70s or late 70s, 80s. And all of a sudden they started taking, people's land and homes. So that's, I guess, the issue. I wouldn't call it a stable economy, no.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very safe.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
great. That's something.
Yep.
To have a safe country in Latin America is kind of difficult.
Right. Well, we talk about Costa Rica being safe, right?
That's true. Yeah. Costa Rica.
Yeah, it is safe.
Los Ticos.
Not as safe as Nicaragua.
Not as safe.
Oh,
make
my
that
God.
Clear.
Look at this fight. Okay, I didn't know that they call Nicaragüenses Nicas mm-hmm. and Costarricenses Ticos. That's right.
Exacto. Mm-hmm.
Nicas y Ticos.
Nicas y Ticos.
So is there a fight going on there? Or?
Always.
Why?
There's always a fight.
Why?
Because Los Ticos, mm-hmm. They like to move in on the land of Los Nicas.
Uh-oh.
And there's a province que se llama Guanacaste.
Guanacaste.
Guanacaste, que era de los Nicas antes y ahora, de repente, pues...
Se lo robaron.
Los dueños son los Ticos.
Uh-oh.
Really? But there was a war or something? Hubo guerra?
Yeah, a little civil war. But the, you know, they, I guess they were stronger at the time.
at the time.
Yeah, I wasn't there. So
how long ago was this?
That was, I think, 15 years ago.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, though.
Okay. We'll look it up.
All right.
Okay. And also, there's baseball, you said, right?
Yes. Baseball.
So.
El deporte Nicaragua.
Really?
Wow. And so it's not football, or?
There is football, but we don't stand behind it. We stand behind baseball.
Okay.
Okay, remember that football is soccer for us. It's not football americano.
Okay. It's not, there's no helmets.
Yeah, no.
There's no shoulder pads.
No, American. No. For us, football is football soccer.
Yes, okay. Soccer.
Got it.
Okay. Anyway, so you're really good at baseball, right?
Me personally, yes. No. Very good.
You are, really? Do you play?
I played in high school.
What position?
Center field.
Okay.
I have no idea. I'm completely out of the conversation.
He's an outfielder. He catches balls.
I catch balls and then I hit. I was the first batter.
So
I was fast.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
In high school.
Well, all up to high school. I didn't just start in high school.
Okay.
I played, you know, when I was little, all the way to the end of high school.
But Venezuelans are better at baseball, right?
Depends on who you ask.
Dominicanos?
Todos son bien, pero los mejores, yo creo, son los nicaragüenses.
All right.
Oh, looky here.
What about the ticos?
Los ticos no juegan baseball. Son horrible.
Okay.
But they have a good soccer team.
Okay.
Okay, so any phrases or like any kind of slang that you use in Nicaragua, can you give us some examples?
Well, there are a few sayings. Mm-hmm. Uno que yo siempre uso es a huevo.
A huevo.
A huevo.
Now, we use that here in the office, too.
Yes, we do. But the fact is that a huevo, in fact, in Mexico, is not a good word.
Right.
It's kind of like, it's not a curse word, but I would never say this in front of my dad. He mm-hmm. would be like, cállate.
Yeah. A huevo, we use it like really, right?
Yeah, it's almost like damn right.
Damn right, okay.
Yeah, damn right.
So I would not say that in front of your dad, lady.
Oh, no.
But
My dad would be like, I'm sorry, excuse me, sir? Young, what? Yeah, no, you don't say that. But in Nicaragua, it's not a bad word, right?
It's not a bad word. And if you come visit Nicaragua, you can say it in front of my parents.
A huevo.
Really? Yes. And they wouldn't care?
They would not throw you out, no.
Oh, my God, they're cool.
Yes.
Yeah, you say that in front of Mexico, my Mexican dad, he would like break a bottle of tequila in your head or something. Seriously. But anyway, any other that you might have?
Sí, hay otro que usamos. Cuando hablamos de licor,
mm-hmm.
decimos guaro.
Guaro.
Vamos a beber guaro.
So we're going to drink guaro.
Yes.
And it just means liquor?
It means liquor.
Any type of liquor?
Beer, wine.
Any type of liquor. Beer, wine, anything that intoxicates.
Okay. Guaro. Guaro.
Okay, guaro.
If there's more than one, is it guaros?
No.
Just guaro.
There's always more than one. It's guaro.
So excellent. Do you have any kind of alcohol? Like, you know, Mexico, we have tequila.
Flor de caña.
Flor de caña. So that's flower of the sugar cane.
Flower. Very good. Yes. Flower of the sugar cane.
Is it like a rum?
It's a rum. It's one of the best rums. It's very good. You guys should try it if you're a rum drinker.
Wow. I really like rum.
Yes.
But I don't think we can find it here.
No. Oh, here? Yeah.
Can you send us a bottle, please?
I will do my best.
No, come on. Say it.
I'm serious. I'm serious. All the way to Shanghai.
A huevo.
Please.
A huevo.
Yeah. A huevo.
Te mando una.
Okay, so obviously we're talking about alcohol. What about dancing?
Well, after you know, después que bebé tu guaro,
mm-hmm.
ahí empezás a bailar y tenemos un baile que se llama el palomayo.
El palomayo. So stick of May.
Stick of May.
This is the name of a dance. What's the May stick dance?
The May stick dance is...
Pole dancing?
No, there's no pole, actually.
It's not a fire pole?
Is that because you say palo? So I imagine...
Well, you know what? Kind of like, you know, limbo, when you do the limbo and mm-hmm. you try to get under the pole. There's a pole,
mm-hmm.
but you don't really try to get under it. You just lay under it.
Oh my God,
yes.
How does that work?
And then the man lays under it. The man, he just lays on the floor, and then the woman does this very rapid merengue style.
Oh.
it's like a booty shake, I guess. And then she does it
really
over the man, and it's
so he's lying on the floor. Is he moving at all?
Yeah, he kind of moves his hips a little bit. He gyrates.
Okay.
Yeah, they just lay there. The woman has to do the whole work, you know? She has to go down and up and shake it. And that's hilarious.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. And if you go, si visita con de turista, hay lugares que puedes llegar a ir a ver el baile y lo hacen en frente de ti como un concierto.
Wow. Like in Hawaii when they dance the hula?
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We're a little more sexual, I guess, than the whole.
Yeah, you guess. That's. I didn't know this. That's good. But you don't dance that. Like, for example, you're in a nightclub and there's like, oh, yeah, Palo de Mayo. People
I haven't seen it, but if it did happen, I would love to hear about it.
Yeah, because I could not picture like a guy like, yeah, you know, and with some music.
Your and shirt would get dirty.
That's
wow.
true.
Yes.
Good point.
He
That's
said
true.
Your shirt would get dirty.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, this is getting... Let's change the subject.
All right.
Our guest here, his grandfather, in fact, was a very famous poet and writer and... How do you say that?
An essayist.
Thank you.
Yes.
Escritor.
Escritor.
He's an author.
Poeta.
Okay, what's the name?
Please. Pablo Antonio Cuadra.
Mm-hmm. Pablo Antonio Cuadra.
En Nicaragua... lo conocemos as Don Pac.
Don Pac.
Wow.
But he's very famous.
Like very famous.
Yeah, in Latin America, he's big, you know?
In Latin America, he's huge. In Nicaragua, he's number two in terms of most famous poets.
Wow.
Ruben Darío is...
Of course.
Yeah, of course, the first one.
...is number one. Ruben Darío is kind of influenced my grandfather.
Okay. So tell us about Don Pac.
Don Pac. Well, he's done a few things. He's won a few prizes. Ganó el Premio Nacional de Humanidades.
Okay, the National Humanities Prize.
Yes. And he's got a few universities. He's been director of a few of them. One of them is La Academia Nicaragüense de la Lengua.
Okay. The Nicaraguan Academy of Languages.
Yes. Okay. There you go. And then también él el rector de la Universidad Católica. So he... was the one who put that university together and built it.
Wow.
Wow.
But also he was the son like of a famous diplomat, right? His father was like a famous diplomat.
His father, yes, was very politically involved. Mm-hmm. Cardenal. Mm-hmm. He comes from that family. And that family is also related to Doña Violeta Chamorro.
Oh, really?
Yes. Doña Violeta Chamorro está casado con Pedro Joaquín Chamorro, which is cousins of my grandfather.
Okay.
So they're all... That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, this is the...
And Pedro Joaquín Chamorro, he was assassinated. And when he was assassinated, that's when Doña Violeta became...
the president.
The president. And she also became... the head editor of La Prensa, and then once she became president and left that behind, that's when my grandfather was involved with La Prensa.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So wow. Everybody's related.
Yeah, this is, we're talking about high society in Nicaragua now, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for coming to Studio Fiesta. Thank you. But okay, tell us, do you write any poems?
No, I don't write any poetry. I have no romantic blood in me.
Oh, God. But that doesn't matter.
But I can recommend some of his books, though.
Yes, okay. Please,
recommend those. I mean, the one that put him on the map se llama Poemas Nicaragüenses.
Poemas Nicaragüenses.
Era su primer libro.
Okay, Nicaraguan poems.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's kind of what jumped his career, and that's when people started noticing him. That was 1938, creo.
38.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And that one's got some really good ones, some poems in there. One of my favorites is one that my mother and father used to read to me. El Jaguar y la Luna, which is the Jaguar and the Moon.
El Jaguar y la Luna. We should put it on, like, we should put it in the comment section
if we can find it. Yeah, if
I
we can't post
we can.
It, we'll at least post a link.
Well, thank you so much for being here and stopping by Studio Fiesta.
Un placer. Muchas gracias por tenerme.
Okay. Y nos despedimos, JP.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.